This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you are welcome to join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can Skype in to join us here at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio tonight with you, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We got some technical difficulties behind the scenes. We will be able to take your calls.
I didn't do it.
Gremlins.
Probably within the first segment of the show.
I blame this fancy new gadget that you have
now
that you've
spoiling
up.
Now you're spoiling the fact that there is a gadget.
I'm not
here.
Going to say what the gadget is.
All right.
I'm just saying you bought a new gadget, you plugged it in, and then your computer broke.
The computer is not connecting to the internet. Okay, good. So people who are on watching the cam at cam.freetalklive.com can probably see the gadget from the wide shot.
Oh, they won't be able to tell what it is, though.
They may not be able to tell what it is. I don't
know. It's R2-D2.
Anyway, the gadget is not going to work likely tonight at all, so don't be asking what it is because we don't even know if it's going to work at all.
Broken.
Yeah.
It is broken.
Well, it probably works, but the software isn't working for it at this time. And now the internet's not working either. So even if the software was working, it still wouldn't be working because we wouldn't be able to get the signal out, which might give you a hint as to what the thing is. Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio
pacemaker
here tonight. And we've got news, Daryl. You've got news about Comic-Con. The last news about Comic-Con was Phoenix Comic-Con,
yes,
where they had some lunatic show up. Believing he was the Punisher and, he was doing his costuming thing, the cosplay, but he'd locked and loaded with real guns and real bullets, and he was also posting statements onto Facebook that made some people believe that he might be a threat to police. He was the Punisher, and apparently, the Punisher goes after bad cops.
Claiming, and I've heard people that are into comic books. They're like, yeah, this guy was not in any way acting like the comic book character.
Really,
was just a nut job.
Well, I've never seen any follow up on the story. It seemed plausible that he could have just been overplaying his role, but nonetheless, no one was actually shot by him. He was just posting anti-cop updates to Facebook while strapped with multiple loaded guns. And I guess the creators or the administrators of Comic-Con in Phoenix were uncomfortable by this. So
now who said that he was cosplaying the Punisher? Did he say
he
it?
Did.
Because he just got a black shirt on. There's no skull, and he's a big guy. He looks more like the guy from the big dude from Lost.
Okay, yeah, Hurley.
Hurley, yeah. Except he's got a clean shave.
Yeah, this guy, he got arrested, charged. I don't know what the current status of his case is. This was a few weeks ago, maybe about a month or something like that.
Yeah, about a month ago. And then what they did was no weapons or simulated weapons. So, lightsaber, have that.
No.
There was one of the lightsaber dealers or whatever, vendors.
Yeah.
They wound up getting kicked out because
they wouldn't box their stuff up or whatever.
No,
right?
They weren't telling people, you have to keep this in a box. So they were just selling stuff
and letting
people
the customers
decide. Taking it out of the box. Well, you as the vendor, you're not being a good vendor, and you didn't tell them that they have to keep it in the box. And they're like, hey, once it leaves our thing, it's not our responsibility.
Well, you have to leave the premises, then, is what they were told.
Yeah. By the way, have you seen the new Punisher that's coming out?
No.
Maybe at the end of this year?
The movie? They got a movie
It's a TV show.
Oh, TV show.
I've seen the trailer a couple times. It's pretty violent.
Of course it is.
It's got one of the guys from the early Walking Dead series.
Hmm.
What is his name?
No clue.
Yeah.
John Bernthal.
But what some people were doing is they had, large pieces of cardboard that they would write
pulse rifle,
pulse ray, gun. And they were allowed to have that because it's just a piece of cardboard.
Well, as long as it wasn't shaped like a gun.
Correct.
So you had to, keep, just like a rectangular piece of cardboard could not be misinterpreted as a gun, those in. But if you had cut the cardboard to look like a gun, you probably would have been prohibited because no weapon-like props were allowed after this nut job got taken. So you got the nut job on one hand, which he definitely probably went a little bit too far with what he was doing. I don't think he probably was a real threat to the police. But on the other hand, you've got Comic-Con that just reacted in such an absurd manner by prohibiting anybody from having, cosplay, costume, swords, or whatever. I mean, ridiculous. It took all the fun out of it.
I remember when we were, discussing that story, you asked if Comic-Con was a trademarked thing. Because there's a lot of different conventions that are comic themed that are called Comic-Con, and apparently there's a couple different entities that claim that they own the words Comic-Con.
Oh no.
And they're going to court with one another. And apparently settlement talks have broken down between these groups of people that want to control Comic-Con. Story comes from the Associated Press. Again, settlements broken down between the Salt Lake Comic-Con and San Diego Comic-Con. Both sides are asking a judge to decide the contest over naming rights. That, according to Brian Brandenburg, who's co-founder of the Salt Lake Comic-Con. Brandenburg says, they want us to change our name. If the federal judge overseeing
the case... What about all the other Comic-Cons? I mean, how many of these things are there out there?
A bunch.
Well, let me ask, are they competing with another Comic-Con that makes good bucks, but good dough? Because they're gonna go after those guys first before they go after the little guys.
Right, so San Diego Comic-Con, which is the biggest one, is telling Salt Lake Comic-Con, you're not allowed to call your comic book convention Comic-Con. What else are you supposed to call your comic book convention?
Cosplay gathering. Come get your photos with weird dudes.
Comic Fest? I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of other names that people can come up with, but I bet a lot of them have already been snagged by other organizations.
Right, but Comic-Con just makes it, and it's become such a generic term.
You would think.
Comic convention. It would be akin to if the New York Yankees decided that they were going to try trademarking baseball game and telling that every other baseball team, you're not allowed to call your baseball game.
Don't give them any ideas.
Because we have trademarked baseball game.
So did you say San Diego was the first Comic-Con?
That's not what I said.
No, I said
San Diego is telling Salt Lake Comic-Con they're not allowed to use the term Comic-Con because San Diego claims that they own Comic-Con.
Okay, so they filed some sort... They may not have been first, but they may have been the first to file some sort of intellectual property claim of trademark on the term.
Something along those lines. The story continues. The federal judge overseeing the case in San Diego does not side with either convention, then the case could go before a jury later in the year. And Salt Lake Comic-Con has already spent $1 million in legal fees
on the
case.
You kidding me.
You know what it was called before Comic-Con? It was called the San Diego Comic Book Convention back in 1970.
So maybe they were first.
So they had to, well, they shortened it. Yeah, San Diegans, according to Wikipedia, it was started by some dude named Shell.
I wonder what Shell thinks about this right now, if he's still kicking.
I don't know. San Diego Comic-Con declined specific comment on the case earlier in the week, though they said that Utah organizers, their position is, quote-unquote, without merit.
Before you go on. Conan, you'd asked about the size of these Comic-Cons. Mm-hmm, if these guys have $1 million to kick into legal fees so far on this matter, the Utah, that's obviously they're a very successful event, right? Like, when I think about putting on a convention, I hope to just cover the costs, Like, when you do a convention for the first time,
never
you don't
underestimate the power of comic book nerds.
There's no doubt. We're libertarians, right? So we're used to going to conventions with 500 to 800 people.
Right.
These things probably attract 50,000 or something like that.
According to Wikipedia, the Salt Lake Comic-Con had 127,000 attendees in 2015.
I can't even believe they can hold that in Salt Lake. That sounds like one of those conventions you have to have in Vegas because they don't have facilities that large.
If only you can get this amount of people to actually care about real
something that matters.
Real problems.
855-453. Let's get into this deeper here in moments. 855-450-3733. If you're a Comic-Con attendee, you want to weigh in, your thoughts are welcome. Or bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are brand new to Bitcoin, then I highly recommend you drop into Bitcoin.com because that is probably the best place to learn the basics about Bitcoin. But it's not just for new, for beginners or novices. It's also for people who've been involved in the Bitcoin scene for a long time. You want to get the latest news? You go to news.bitcoin.com and they've got it there. That's news.bitcoin.com. Maybe you want to play some games with your Bitcoin. You can do that there too. And there's a forum where you can interact with other cryptocurrency fans over at forum.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we got more on this courtroom controversy between the different Comic-Cons. Comic-Con
between
San Diego.
Between two of them.
Right. Comic-Con San Diego has targeted, for some reason, Comic-Con Utah. And maybe it's because Comic-Con Utah it has deep pockets, Conan. I mean, it's one of you guys just revealed 100,000-plus people had attended the Utah Comic-Con, if I'm recalling
yes,
the statistic correctly.
Yes, according to Wikipedia, in September 2015, there were 127,000 attendees to Salt Lake Comic-Con. In 2015, San Diego Comic-Con had roughly 170,000 attendees.
These are humongous conventions.
Yes.
I mean, I have never been to a convention that large. I mean, I'm used to going to libertarian conventions where they max out at, 1,500 people.
Right. And,
or whatever.
Those numbers, I'm not going to say that they're flawed per se, but
100,000 numbers?
Right. Well,
that's
conventions
over a certain period of time.
5 days.
Yeah.
And so, if one person attends each day, then they're counting, that's five attendees.
Are you sure?
They're counting number of, as I understand, number of entrances into, through the turnstile.
Not ticket sales?
It might be, but again, okay.
You're still talking about tens of thousands of people every day.
You bought five tickets.
Yeah.
Right. It's still a bunch of people. I'm just saying that, the number is going to be a little higher than otherwise, because it's not 160,000 people in the thing
at one time. That's true.
You're
still looking at maybe 20 to something, 30, 40,000 people that can be there on any given day. And some of the video game conventions are like this, too, with PAX East with like 50,000 people, I think I've heard. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and then, Daryl, you can add more into the courtroom drama that is developing here between these two groups. One of them saying, San Diego Comic-Con saying, they own Comic-Con, and they're going after Utah. And presumably, if they go after Utah successfully, then they'll be able to go after everybody
else. Go after Alamo City Comic-Con, Big Apple Comic-Con, Baltimore Comic-Con.
I'll just go right down the list. I'm sure there's dozens of
Granite
them.
State Comic-Con, Dallas Comic-Con, Denver Comic-Con.
Let's talk to Riley. He's on the line, and this is actually Riley Blake, who is the guy who edits the Daily Digest. So for those of you who enjoy our Daily Digest version of the show, which is like a 20 or 30 minute version of our full 3 hour radio show, he puts that on our podcast, and it's available every single day. Incredible level of dedication. Also, I mean, if I didn't mention, he's blind. So, Riley, welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
Thanks, guys. I'm going to change the topic just a little bit.
Okay, because I was wondering if you could read comic books as I didn't know if they offered Braille versions of comic books.
I don't know if they do or not. It's something I may look into. Okay. I've never been to Comic-Con, but I have a lot of friends that do.
Because obviously a blind person, I know you wanted to call about something else, but just as a blind person, you could certainly listen to the movies and you could get, some plot and understanding of the characters that way. I just did I did find myself wondering, are there blind comic books out there?
Audiobooks.
Radio theater, sure, but that's not very common these days. Anyway, go ahead with what you're calling about.
So I wanted to bring up the Scottish Liberty podcast. I don't know if you guys were aware that there was one.
No. Is this your podcast? Because I know you had one.
It's a different podcast. I have a podcast, but this Scottish Liberty podcast is two libertarians from Scotland who talk about libertarian issues. This previous episode, you can find their episodes on YouTube, but this last episode they were talking about the living wage and the problems with that. I wanted to bring up the Scottish Liberty podcast because I actually had them on my own personal podcast, which was released today.
Hmm.
And if your listeners want to find my podcast, they can find it at anarchoagenda.libsyn.com. That's A-N-A-R-C-H-O, agenda.libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N.com. And
now, I see in your picture here on Skype that you do appear to be wearing a kilt and perhaps playing bagpipes. I'm not sure what that is that's in your hands there. But,
yeah, it's bagpipes. Okay. I can play the pipes a little bit.
Gotcha. So you must have some Scottish heritage then, presumably.
Maybe a little bit somewhere. I'm just really into Scottish stuff.
Okay. All right. So so the podcast, I mean, the Scottish Liberty guys, are they hard to understand? Do they have, like, the super thick Scottish accents? Because sometimes we had this one guy who used to call from Scotland, and, man, he had a thick accent. It was almost impossible to understand him on the phone, but we finally got him on to call on Skype, and it got a little bit easier. So is it hard to listen to?
No, not for me, but okay. Then again, I listen to a lot of Scottish music, and so I'm gotcha. Pretty used to the Scots lingo, but they do have pretty thick accents. Mm. They're easy to understand for me. I don't know if they would be for you. You'd have to listen to them. But the interesting thing is I was unaware that there was also a Scottish Libertarian Party, and I'm sure uh-huh. it's not very big.
Probably not.
But there is one in Scotland. I find it fascinating that there is one in Scotland because of how socialist Scotland is.
I wonder what the Scottish Libertarian Party's position is on Scottish independence.
From what I've been told, some Scottish libertarians are in favor of Scottish independence and some are opposed. And those that are opposed because they don't want Scotland to descend into a socialist utopia. They would rather see a Scotland that's independent and more libertarian oriented. And
well, that is the question,
favor.
Is which direction yeah. would Scotland go if it were not, you know, saddled with the full-on United Kingdom or the EU?
Probably a little more socialist.
They'd probably rejoin the EU, right?
Right. That's, you know, the like, people, a lot of the people that were advocating Scottish independence wanted to join the EU. So, you know, like, they're not anti-EU, they're anti-British authority, you know, the British authority.
Right. So they want to switch one authoritarian leader for another.
Exactly, right. And it's not cool.
And call that independence.
Yes. They're just tricking themselves.
Well, that's what the United States did, right, in 1776. Ah, let's get rid of King George mm-hmm. and wind up having our own rulers.
Yep.
Well, sure. It's nicer to see your king right across the river and in the same state, maybe, than opposed to
a
king
across the ocean. It's a little nicer,
but not
much.
Riley, anything else you want to share tonight?
Briefly, you were mentioning about watching TV as a blind person. There are movies out there with descriptive audio, so mm-hmm. they have the movie audio track, and then they have someone describing
what's
going
happening.
On the screen.
What portion of Hollywood yeah. releases have that?
You know, I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I know it's becoming more and more common.
What's one that you've seen within the last, or heard, I guess? That's wrong. Seen in your
seen,
mind.
Seen, heard. Let's see. I've seen The Village. I've also seen Braveheart.
Okay.
So, yeah, there are quite a few movies out there.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Riley. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Comic-Con, courtroom, clash. We'll continue with it. Coming up here in moments, it's Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
it's
go?
Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deals. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow, $1.99?
Yes, Penny, wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
right now, buy either Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand at the Home Depot and get a free refill. Good news for you. Final notice for bugs or weeds. Protect your home inside and out from insects or kill weeds right where they stand, right down to the root. Either way, you'll come out ahead and bugs and weeds will be out of luck. Get a free refill with Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in select stores. Limit 2 discounts per customer.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733 in studio with you. You've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We've got more to say about the Comic-Con controversy that is boiling up between Comic-Con San Diego and Utah.
Right. Plus, there was a question about what the Scottish libertarians thought about Scottish independence.
Yeah.
And I found their manifesto, which seems to be their version of a platform, and a couple of things. They say here that they do not support being a member of the European Union.
Mm. Okay, good.
And next they say, should a second referendum be called to support Scottish secession from the United Kingdom, the Scottish Libertarian Party would campaign on a platform of supporting independence as a means of ensuring greater liberty for the people of Scotland.
So, by the way, you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of the services available on Simbi.com. I know Mark has been using Simbi to find new voice talents to record, you know, some of the advertisements here on Free Talk Live. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. You can go get your account at Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I. Take a look around. You can post your services as well. Simbi.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, more on the Comic-Con controversy coming up. But first, Victor in New Jersey, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Victor.
How you guys doing? Actually, you know what? I can attest that I've used Simbi, and it's been great.
Cool.
Recently, I just did a couple of blog posts for a woman on a website about kittens. Now that I have a kitten, I wrote a blog for her, and something about also for music and how music and movies has an effect on the way you watch movies. So
you got hired to make blog posts for other people?
Yes, and it was just a trade of the actual currency they have on the website. I didn't ask anything in return from them, but, you know, it's hard to find something on there necessarily all the time that you want for, but, you know, everyone's got their own little thing.
Neat. Thanks for sharing that that experience. So what were you calling it?
Well, the effect of music on movies or on TV in general, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, if I get a link, I'll share it.
Say again?
That if I end up getting a link, I'll share it to the website. Maybe everyone else can have a look at it. But, yeah, it was a pretty fun thing to write because I'm pretty big into, you know, scores for music for movies like John Williams and many others. It's great writing.
Excellent. So what were you calling about tonight besides that?
I was actually calling about marijuana and how the oils are extracted. Today, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend's sister who works for a vacuum company, not one in which that makes vacuums, but makes the parts that make, you know, create vacuums in both, you know, commercial settings for all sorts of machinery.
Right.
And they were talking about vacuums that they make specifically for extracting oils. From cannabis, specifically ethanol being the chemical that is a great solvent for extracting oil. But that when
which
ethanol
oils, though? The CBD oils or THC? Because there are, you know, a couple different oils inside the cannabis.
I want to say it was CBD oils because she didn't seem to understand or know the difference between the two, and I would assume that it was, but I can't say for sure. But
okay.
In either case, they
but
were.
Where does the vacuum come into that process? Because I mean, I'm not intimately familiar with it. I knew that you had to use some sort of extractant chemical, but I didn't realize that a vacuum could assist. How does that work?
Does it cause pressure?
It works like. This is how it works. It's actually not too difficult to understand. The ethanol itself is not a pure substance, and when ethanol is used to extract these oils, exerts a certain amount of pressure in a particular space of a certain about 244, which is the measurement that they use for the pressure when extracting these oils with the ethanol. However, it's 244 because it's not pure ethanol. It's got a little bit of benzene and other such chemicals within it, and those things are known to be carcinogenic. And when used normally by people who are extracting the oil, benzene ends up in the cannabinoids. Oils, and people can get sick from the benzene. Those are people who are very, you know, concentrated forms, using it often and potentially maybe getting it from off the market. But it is to help make this process better by using the vacuum that can specify which, if the ethanol reaches a 200 level, 200 torrs. If the ethanol reaches 200 torrs while this process is being done, you know that you have pure ethanol and not ethanol with benzene and other things.
This sounds pretty pretty serious, this whole process. You got to get it right. Now, what about the other options? Because I've heard of things like butane hash oil and CO2 extracted hash oil. I mean, are those competitive processes trying to do the same thing differently? Do you know anything about that?
I don't know for sure, but my guess is they probably are. This might be more of the another method of doing it that might be a little bit more specific as to how pure their content of extractions are.
And my understanding, the butane hash, that's not CBD heavy. That's more
that's
THC.
Okay.
So this sounds like a completely different process.
Huh.
Yeah, I would assume that the other processes are for other reasons and may or may not be as pure in the sense of what they're getting from it.
Okay. All right.
So, I figured it's something you guys wanted to know, considering it's something you guys talk about often.
Yeah.
The more knowledge, the more power you have in spreading the message.
So, okay, so was that going to tie into something, or were you just kind of bringing that up?
No, just kind of bringing it up. The reason why it came up was just passing through, and I said, what? Cannabis? I didn't get in this conversation as I was walking out the door. So
What's the legal status of cannabis in New Jersey right now?
New Jersey, I believe, has decriminalized certain amounts of it. I think anything less than an ounce you consider to be personal use and is not something you can be charged with. Anything above that, you get charged with potential.
Oh, so wait. So there's they've completely decriminalized up to an ounce, meaning that there's not even they won't even confiscate it, or they will confiscate it.
That I don't know. My guess is they probably would, but you cannot be charged with possession. Because possession isn't
as a criminal offense, or like they'll still give you something equivalent of a parking ticket, sort of thing.
That I don't know. I mean, I know New Jersey Weed Man is dealing with a whole lot more than that, and I know that's not a.
He's dealing with some distribution charges.
Yeah, according to Normal, who has a pretty good chart of all the 50 states and their current legal statuses, they've been following this very closely. Possession of 50 grams or less, so that's a little bit less than 2 ounces, will give you a disorderly person charge, up to 6 months incarceration and a maximum fine of $1,000. So. I don't. Maybe you got some misinformation, Victor. But it sounds to me like things are still criminalized pretty bad there.
I guess that depends on the department in which you get caught in too. Because some guys will slap your hand and walk you away.
Could
while
be.
While others might take you to the fold.
And New Jersey does have therapeutic cannabis, or what most people call medical marijuana.
Victor, thank you for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's free like freedom, 855-450-3733. According to the story here, failure to turn over marijuana to a police officer is a misdemeanor in New Jersey. Possession of up to 50 grams, so even if you have 1 gram, it can still get you 6 months incarceration.
And a $1,000 fine.
So that's actually a lot worse than what's coming supposedly here in New Hampshire. We're still waiting for the governor to sign decriminalization of cannabis.
Has he agreed to that?
He has spoken publicly with a press release from his office saying that he intends to sign this thing. But that was like, 2 months ago or something.
As far as I know, it's not on his desk. He had a signing ceremony a couple days ago where he signed some stuff. That was not one of the things that he had signed.
The signing ceremony, as I understood it, was about the Croydon bill, among maybe some others, but the Croydon bill is like a school choice bill to some extent.
And that did pass.
And that did pass, and he just signed that.
That got signed 2 days ago.
And that's a pretty big deal, apparently, for those who support school choice. 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. So we got guns, we got weed, we got school choice all this year. And I know, Daryl, you've got a piece you're writing up over time what all the successes have been so far.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. And call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can watch us on the YouTube if you would like. You just have to go to cam.freetalklive.com during the show, or if you're already subscribed to the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, then you can just go directly there if you want. But anyway, cam.freetalklive.com. Unlike a bunch of talk show hosts out there, we don't charge for our cam feed. You can go and just watch and enjoy and free. It's free. And there's also a chat room there. There's two chat rooms. There's the one that's built into YouTube if you're on the YouTube site. But then there's also the regular LRN.FM chat room, which is on the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. I don't know which chat room has the worst set of trolls. It's probably the YouTube chat room. Would be my guess, because you never know who you're going to get in that.
A lot of strange comments in the YouTube, and the normals usually go to the LRN cam.
But do they really? Okay.
And I do watch that.
Good. I'm glad somebody's keeping an eye on it. Thank you for that, Conan. So check out cam.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So we were talking before we got into New Jersey pot laws. We're discussing the Comic-Con. The fight that is going on between two Comic-Cons. One has been around since at least the 1970s, San Diego Comic-Con. They're claiming they own Comic-Con, and they're going after the Utah Comic-Con, which is a surprisingly large event. Utah with over 100,000 attendees over the stretch of
days. The Salt Lake Comic-Con, a lot newer, only been around since 2013.
Wow, to grow that much, I mean, just incredible demand for this kind of content.
Right.
It's amazing to me. I've never really been a huge comic book fan. I had some comic books growing up, but not a whole lot. And it was more of the Dark Horse, Aliens, Predator comics rather than the Marvel stuff. What about you, Conan? Were you a comic book kid?
I went through my stage image
Image. Those were like some of the more serious adult comics,
it was,
right?
You know, DC and Marvel were just, they were silly.
Too kiddy.
Yep. And then Image came out, and it was real gritty, and Spawn was one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I have the first 15 all wrapped up nice and tidy, and maybe one day they'll turn into something, but maybe they won't. Actually, comic book values, if I understand correctly, are not what they used to be. That
really?
When I was growing, they were, you know, collectors were, there was a boom, for sure, in the 90s.
I'm surprised that they would have fallen off. I mean, you'd think that comic books would retain their value over time.
I think that they're just...
The rare ones.
The rare ones, of course. But I don't know how if they're as popular as they were. I mean, you know, we live in the digital age. And I can get a lot of my favorite comic books via some kind of digital format.
Yeah, but do you really want to read a comic book like that?
Well, here I am. I sell... books
online
yeah. And I'm always looking for pristine books to sell, you know, with no notations in them, no one's inscribing the first page to their grandson or whatever, and bent pages, good God, man, people who bend pages.
I never understood it.
I don't you know, they make bookmarks for a reason.
Yeah.
But I mean, I am dealing with the books and I love when they're in pristine condition, because I know that I can actually sell them. And I was the same way with my comic books. I couldn't, you know, people who just took them and they rolled them up and put them in their pocket, as
right,
that would drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that trying to find good condition comic books these days is part of the challenge. The digital age has moved and it has taken over, and you've got everything. It's video games, or it's Netflix, or it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, comic books, I mean, so maybe, and Daryl, you're a publisher, you've probably never published a comic book, but you've published a series of different books.
Correct.
Over at fpp.cc, and so maybe, you can weigh in here as well. I mean, am I just old-fashioned here? Like, I want to have the thing in my hand, I want to turn the pages. Are there kids today that are reading digital comic books? Is that something that is a thing?
I know that digital comic books are a thing because I hear Brian Sovereign talk about them on Sovereign Tech.
Ah, okay. So he's reading them?
I believe he is. I know he definitely talks about downloading them. He talks about digitizing the comic books that he does have.
Wow.
And that's what I'm looking for, of course. More than the e-books that are already been prepared by the publishers, I'm looking for a fan prepared comic books that have been digitized and uploaded for our convenience, like whole volumes.
You mean as a reader? Because you can't sell that crap.
No. As a fan.
Okay.
But there's no more scarcity if you've got digital. But you know, there was this fear that when, you know, the rise of e-books would actually hurt physical book sales.
And has it?
And it hasn't.
Is that true? Because, people, you know, Borders Books went out of business.
Well, I mean, well, there are books that I don't sell. I don't sell, you know, I'll sell Stephen King if it's like an older book.
Okay.
But a lot of the Grisham and the Crichton and a lot of these popular books, I can't sell because people are selling them for a penny.
Wow. Okay.
But now self-help books and textbooks and, you know, art books and, you know, the things that you actually kind of want to have a physical copy of to peruse, those are still doing very well. But
yeah, physical media is still doing very well. It's certainly, quote unquote, taken a hit from digital, but the publishers are still the ones controlling the ebook versions of what's being sold on Kindle or the Nook or, you know, any of the other e-readers. The publishers are controlling that. So don't let the publishers say, we're not making any money because e-reader... No,
they should be making more money, right? Because you don't have the distribution costs.
Right, and they're selling, a lot of times, the same price, or I've even seen where the ebook cost more than
Are
the
you
physical
kidding?
Book. No.
How often does that happen?
It's very rare, but I have seen it.
But it is frequent that they will be the same price. Like, that's probably more common, right?
Right.
And then sometimes you'll get a price break, you know, from some of the publishers if you buy the ebook. But, man.
You know, I'm almost wondering if buying ebooks, people who do this, I don't own, I've never bought one in my life.
No, me neither.
But I do buy games on Steam.
Correct.
And I have purchased games that I have never installed because there'll be a sale, it'll be a bundle or something, and I'll just, you know what?
That sounds good.
I'll get it. And I'm wondering if ebook sales are kind of in the same boat where you got people who
buy things they don't read
because of the convenience, they can get it instantly. Whereas,
I might read this someday.
Whereas if it's a book that they have to order and they won't get for a week, they might consider that, maybe I won't buy this.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. So for the listeners that may not be aware, Steam is an online delivery platform for video games that started, like a decade ago? The Valve company, same company that made Half-Life, Half-Life 2, and Portal, I guess, is another one of their popular games. They put out this delivery system that initially was just for their stuff, that they had their own software, and this is one way that you could order it, and the idea was you didn't have to go to the store and buy a box off the shelf anymore, that it would just download to your computer. Eventually they set it up to where you could pre-order, so if something was going to be released, and they do this to this day, I think, you pre-order the game, and games have a certain release date, right? Like, for whatever reason, somebody chose Tuesday as, media release day. So, Tuesdays, movies, DVDs come out, Blu-rays,
right.
Video games. So, whatever the Tuesday is that it's going to come out, you can the Steam will pre-download the game to your hard drive.
But you can't unlock it.
That way, right. But you can't play it until midnight. I don't know if it's your time zone or midnight, whatever time zone, but at a certain time, it then unlocks, and so therefore the people who have it on Steam, they have it first, because, unless you're willing to go, unless GameStop's open at 12 a.m. and, you're there first
in
line.
They do for a lot of the really big releases.
But, you'd have to be first in line, then you still have to get it home and put the DVD or whatever, Blu-ray, into your drive, if your computer still has a drive, that you can put these things into, because fewer and fewer of these computers coming out today.
I don't think I've used mine in more than a year.
Yeah. I mean, I only use mine to back up some of the files that I have, and even that's kind of feeling pointless these days.
Speaking of Steam, you're talking about pre-ordering games. I won't even buy a game unless it's 75% off.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? They're having their summer sale this week, and it's up to the 6th. There's a couple of games that I got my eye on, and you know what?
What are you looking at, Conan?
I probably won't get them. I already have so many games.
Right, yeah. What do you do? I've got games I've ordered and played a little, but haven't played through.
Borderland Tales, or Tales from Borderlands.
That's one of the newest ones.
It's,
right?
It's like an interactive story game.
Oh, okay. So not a first-person shooter.
No. It's based on the concept, the Borderlands mythos.
Great first-person shooter RPG game.
I played the first episode. It's a free download on Android. Loved it. It was brilliant, and there's a couple of the same company makes a lot of Telltale games, I think.
Yeah,
they make story games, and they're brilliant.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. Whether you want to weigh in on new media versus old media, which we've kind of been discussing here, also the Comic-Con war that we still have to get, I think, deeper into. It's all coming up here. You can join us 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dinovite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dinovite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dinovite is nutrition.
Dinovite for life.
Dinovite.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.